Good morning. It is February 11th, 2016, and you've tuned in to 88.5 KRFY. This is the KRFY Morning Show. I am Lonesome Jack without a co-host this morning, but I do have three guests in studio to talk a little bit about the Sandpoint Winter Carnival, which starts this weekend. Actually, I think technically started yesterday, but we'll talk more about that momentarily. First, let's talk about the weather. Right now, it's foggy. It's a little bit, doesn't look like it's raining right now. I'm looking up at the skylight. I don't see any drops on the window, but there is a 30% chance of rain later today. High of 41 degrees with a low tonight down to about 35, and a good chance of rain tonight. Oh, rain all weekend long. 41 degrees is the high on Friday, 42 is on Saturday, and we've got between 50 and 80% chance of rain all 3 days this weekend predicted. So that's a bummer. I don't know what I'm going to do. Rainy weather. What can I possibly do in Sandpoint on the second weekend in February? That's my question. What is there to do? I'm gonna have to sleep all weekend long. Weather like this?
Are you kidding me?
No, just kidding. It is. We have Kim Queen, Kate McAllister, and Ben Spinney in the studio to hopefully correct my attitude a little bit. What should I do this weekend, you guys? What's going on?
Well, I think you should be out enjoying all of the wonderful events at the Winter Carnival. And we're just going to pretend that it's not going to rain. It's liquid sunshine. Let's put it that way.
That's true. And it is a chance of snow and
snow
also
would be good.
Also chance of sun, too.
See,
just,
look.
It's just, you know.
Depends on your perspective, right?
Right.
Power of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jack.
That's Kim Queen, and that was Kate McAllister fielding that awkwardly worded first question.
It's perfect.
Yes. Thank you, as always, for being here.
Frequent
guests. Friends of the show.
That's
right. Yeah.
Yes, we're friends.
I'll tell you the titles. We have Kate McAllister, who's the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce for the city of Sandpoint here.
That is so impressive.
I know. Titles as tall as I am.
Congratulations, Kate.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Kim's pretty important.
It does.
It does.
But I run a nonprofit.
Kim.
Big title, no pay.
Kim Queen is the Business Improvement District Manager, and Ben Spinney is the boss of the Mountain Mafia.
Yeah.
And he's got a hat on that proves it. And I'm Jack, and that's our game. This is us. The 43rd annual Winter Carnival, is that right?
Yes.
There has been discussion whether it's the 42nd or 43rd, but I do believe it is the 43rd.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. People who've been here around longer than us have told us it's the 43rd.
Yes, it's the 43rd. Okay, I'll go.
I've only
with
been
that.
Here 22 years, so
yeah.
I'm only on 10. So,
Kim, you are. Oh, is it safe to say you are spearheading the project?
I have a great team. I'm helping pull everything together, but mm-hmm. Yeah, we all got together about, 4 or 5 months ago now and started laying out the plans and pulling together all of our partners
mm-hmm.
To put together 10 great days of events. And we're just real excited that tomorrow night our part's kicking off with the, now our third annual Parade of Lights, as well as Mountain Mafia here, Ben the Boss, bringing back Rail Jam.
We are so excited.
It's been a couple of years. We're excited to be back too.
Yeah.
I am particularly excited about that. I think the first year I moved here, I went to Rail Jam and I was looking, saw it happen. And then I was looking forward to it every year since. Haven't seen it. Now it's back.
Yeah. I think it was 2013. Was that the last time you guys were down there?
Yeah, I think so. We'll be back better than ever this year. We got an awesome team. We teamed up with 7B Board Shops and The Hive. And Mike Dean from Dean Trucking and Hauling is bringing us snow.
Right on.
And it's going to be awesome. Rain or shine, it's going to be great.
I wanted to ask about that. So this is for those who don't know, the Rail Jam is downtown Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big pile of snow. It's like, it's sort of a mountain sports expo, but it's downtown.
It's kind of, it's an urban rail jam. It has some nice long rails that we got from Schweitzer. We build a scaffolding drop-in setup, so the competitors climb to the top of it and slide down and then get to do tricks and perform on the rails, which lands on the street.
It's frightening. Yeah. Straight up frightening, but it's amazing.
Fun to watch the kids do it. Oh my gosh, it is amazing.
They love doing it. There's a lot of talent here in the Northwest, and we hope to pull from all the local resorts, get their best guys, and have a serious throwdown.
Yeah. Where precisely does it take place?
It's going to be right at the Jeff Jones Square.
Okay.
On Main Street.
Nice. So my question is, there's not a ton of snow in the streets right now. Where's it all come from, and what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, I'll be setting it all up, but I've been stashing snow all over the city for months now, just trying to be prepared for anything. So we have a bunch of good piles of snow, some nice clean snow that we have covered up, and we'll haul that in tomorrow afternoon.
Wow, that's cool.
Benny the Snow Farmer.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, too. When you see those kids doing it and the crowd out there, it makes it all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, and I have to give a shout out to our friends at the city, too, who really help us to pull this all off. And we sit and work out the details with Chief Kuhn and his guys and the fire department. And so it really is a community-wide event. And, you know, like as Kim said, it isn't just us. It's everybody that pulls it together. And that's what I love about our little town.
Yeah, there really is a lot of people involved. And without all of them, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. And the, you know, I'm excited about the big... limousine going to be in the parade.
Oh, yeah. Look out for the Mountain Mafia limo. We'll be cruising in the parade, taking some kids for some rides. Yeah. And come see us at our limousine and our Mountain Mafia booth for some gear. We're doing a huge local sale for all the locals. If you want some Mountain Mafia hats and shirts, now's the time.
It is pretty. It's a cool hat. That's one right now. Yeah. And a sweatshirt, I think, too. Yeah.
You got a sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Cool.
We're styling.
Uh-huh.
You are.
How long have you been running the Sandpoint Winter Carnival? How long have you, Kim Queen, been in charge? Is it just this year?
No, this is our third year in the chamber working together on this. It's been changed hands over several years from the stories I've heard. I know that the former DSBA had a hand in it for a long time, and then some several local businesses actually, when it kind of started to wane, decided it needed to still happen, and they pulled together Tawny Sleep from Sleep's Cabins and several...
Steve Meyer
from the winery. Steve Meyer and several other local folks pulled it back together, and they approached us and said, please help us out, get this back going again. So, and we had been approached at the same time. Again, this was 2-3 years ago. You know, people wanted the parade to come back. Apparently, they used to do the Parade of Lights years ago. So we brought it back the first year, and I think we had maybe 10 entrants in it. It was not really a parade. It was more of a line. but we still had fun with it. But last year, it really, really grew. We had a lot of fun, and we've got a few more entrants this year even. So it's slowly growing, and people are having a good time, and they're getting wild and crazy. And
Smokey the Bear's in it
again. So this year, Department of Lands is going to put in a great float. And we're really excited. The Bonner County Museum is pulling out the 700-foot-long, world's longest ski hat this year. So it hasn't been out for years. And the granddaughter of the gal who made it is going to be actually wearing the hat. And then about 70 people are needed to carry it because it's about 80 pounds. And like I said, 700 feet long. So if you have nothing else to do, please come out and help us. And we'll give you some glow sticks and put you in line and help us carry a hat.
Yes, I guess I could help carry the hat.
That would be great. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm going to carry the little ball at the end.
Wow. A 700-foot-long.
Ski hat. It's pretty amazing.
We're gonna try and see if it's a Guinness Book of World Record hat too. We won't be able to do it this year, but we're thinking about doing it for next year.
You can Google it. You can look it up. It is online, and also, you know, or go check it out at the museum. They have it prominently displayed there. But we're really happy that they've decided to come out and help us put on a fun event. So,
well, and the great news about Winter Carnival is that the impetus behind it is all of these individual organizations like Mountain Mafia and the winery, everybody does something because the impact of cost on one organization to do it all is just too great. And so it's everybody coming together. It's Schweitzer. And the coordination is needed simply because we don't want to put two events on top of each other. We want the visitors and community alike to be able to, you know, go to Rail Jam on Friday night, then go enjoy Schweitzer on Saturday. So it's really great when everybody gets together and it's like, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And then, you know, each of the events kind of absorb their own costs. But we do all the marketing and, you know, we try to get the word out and do things like this. So that's kind of the impetus behind it, is it takes all of us to do it.
Which is very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are glad to support as the community radio station after that's all. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it has technically already started, according to your website, started yesterday. But and that's with
they had a great party over at Trinity last night.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But if I'm planning my weekend, I can start with do I do the Parade of Lights and then the Rail Jam, or the other way around?
No, Parade of Lights and then the Rail Jam. We planned that together so that you can come out and warm up and watch all the fun folks. And the parade route, the parade stages at City Lot, and it'll head out the wrong way down Church Street to First, wraps around First up Cedar, and then it'll hang a left at Connie's and come on back down to Main Street and back to City Lot. And at the end of it, we will have an awards ceremony. There are awards and bragging rights to be had for those that enter the parade. And we will announce those at right at the beginning of Rail Jam. And then we'll hand the mic over, and Ben and those guys will take off with a great event.
And we're going to announce that right at the Rail Jam, I think, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
Cool. And then what else do I do that weekend? What else am I going to do this weekend?
Well,
I've got relatives in town. Actually, yes, I do.
Well, again, and there's still stuff going on Friday night. I mean, when you're done at Rail Jam, if you're over 21, head on over to the 219 because they're doing an after party. So lots going on down there.
Well.
Mm-hmm. There is live music at Beer Hall, Duff's Beer Hall on 3rd and Cedar. And the Starlight Race Series is also beginning up at Schweitzer Mountain Resort that weekend. You can head out to the Western Pleasure Guest Ranch, and they have sleigh rides going on and dinner. And again, of course, this coming weekend, if you don't know, is Valentine's Day, people. Mm-hmm. And I hope my husband's listening. Valentine's Day, people, yeah.
You better get you on that, Ben Spinney.
That's this weekend?
That is this weekend.
Yeah.
No, me and Brooke were just talking about it. We got some Valentine's plans. Looking forward to that.
Good. So it's not just stashing snow for you.
Not just Rail Jam.
Because now you're on live radio and she better be listening.
Yeah, kind of a commitment.
It's recorded.
She might be listening.
I guess Saturday night over at the Beer Hall, they're holding the King of the Cornhole tournament. Ooh. And yeah, you can go check that out. I'm not going to talk about it. I have a hard time saying cornhole.
Too much South Park.
Yeah, exactly. Family Bingo as well is going on at the Cedar Street Bridge. It's a family event from 1 to 3 that day. More live music around town. Let's see. Schweitzer has a passport event.
Don't they have a laser show coming up or something?
They do. I think that's actually on Sunday. That's Sunday a night. great time with your significant other up there on
nice.
Sunday.
Nice. I might go do that.
Show. Ooh.
The Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education is also holding a snow school experience program up there at 9:30 in the morning. Get a hold of the Schweitzer Mountain Fire Station, and they will take care of you there. I believe it's actually free, too. So if that's something you're interested in, take advantage of it.
And Dennison's for all ages. Group does a really great job.
They do.
Soul is awesome.
They do. You can get Valentine's dinner at, I'm sure, every restaurant around town. Western Pleasure is also holding a special one out there with live music. And then it heads on into several events all week long. I'm not going to read them all to you. You should go check out sandpointwintercarnival.com. They have the entire listing of events out there. It's amazing how much is going on. If you can't find something to do, you're not looking hard enough.
Yeah, and it's not our fault. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff to do.
There is. Yeah, I have the web page open right now. It is an extensive list. Do you guys have, I guess the ski joring, was that last weekend? That was up at...
No, that was last... Well, 2 years ago? When's the last time they did ski joring?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We just haven't had the snow.
Yeah.
It was tough to pull off. We also have to give a big shout out to The Hive because, you know, the G-Love and Special Sauce concert, I mean, yes, it is Coachella sponsored, but it was also open to the public. And The Hive is really, Jeff Grady got really involved from the very beginning and said, please, you know, we want it to be known that we're doing the concert for the Winter Carnival. Mm-hmm. And so I really appreciate that about him. He just jumped right in and So unfortunately, it's all sold out. So
yeah, those guys at the Hive are great. They're helping us do the lighting and the sound for the rail jam. So what you saw before at the rail jam, that's the old setup. This is the new setup. They have so much music and light's going to happen. It's going to be amazing.
They've turned it up a couple notches.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really?
And the Hive actually has another concert next weekend as well, the new Master Sounds.
Oh, yeah.
So Jeff really helped us out by bookending the whole carnival. A lot of great music. So
he's been a great addition to the community.
Yeah.
He has.
And I really appreciate that when people move to town and just jump right in and say, what can I do?
Mm-hmm. The new Master Sounds, I've been playing them a little bit.
Have you?
And I think they're from England.
They are.
They're playing in like San Francisco this weekend. And then in March, they're back home in England, and they only have one show booked in between, and that's Little Old Sandpoint, Idaho.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Little Old Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yeah.
What do you think they're thinking? Where?
I know.
What?
Well, they're going to want to come back.
They're going to go, this is awesome. It's so cool here.
I think, it might not be their first time here. Definitely not their first time in the area. I've heard of them before. I think they played Spokane and stuff.
Yeah.
But what a list. What a list.
I know.
Yeah.
I gotta mention again, 219 at the 219 on 219. If you don't know what that is, meet us all down there.
On February 19th.
February 19th at 219 in the afternoon. And
everybody takes a shot.
We throw one back.
And goes back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the greatest thing ever. Have you ever done it, Spinny?
Taking a shot at the 219?
No, on 219.
No, I haven't, but I think I'll be there this year.
Yeah, meet me there at 215.
What day is that?
Friday.
Friday. Oh, perfect.
Next Friday.
No,
next
I'll Friday. Be there. I'll bring
you get
the
some
crew.
Sleep by then.
Good. It's hilarious because everybody walks in. It gets really, really packed. They count down to the 219 time. Everybody takes a shot and then they all go back to work. It's the greatest thing ever. I love it's a crazy little tradition.
Excellent.
It's fun.
I love it.
That is Friday, February 19th. And this is, by the way, this is a family friendly station.
Yes.
So
our friends 21 and over.
Yeah.
There we go.
Or you could, never mind. I was going to say you could take a shot of milk or something, but I don't think you can even get in the door.
Right.
I don't know that
21.
They have milk at the 219. Yeah.
I'll have to ask Glenn that next time I see him.
Yeah.
Serve milk? And then he'd give me a weird look.
Uh-huh. Get out.
He'd ask for like a white Russian, hold the Kahlua, hold the vodka.
There you go.
And then, The Parade of Lights, which unfortunately KRFY is not participating in this year.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah.
But okay.
I
you want to go there?
I decided to because I hope that we will participate next year. We need to get our act together, and maybe this is a good time to start.
Were you in? I know.
We were in it last year.
It was an awesome float last year. Was that?
Yeah,
it was like
a
dinosaur. Is that what it was? I didn't know if it was that or if it was the Pondere Paddler. I wasn't sure what that was supposed to be. It was really cool, though.
It was a dinosaur. I think we've always, we've claimed it was a dinosaur all the way through. So we'll stick with that.
Okay.
But next year we'll be back. And if anyone out there in the listening audience wants to coordinate our participation in next year's Winter Carnival, call 265-2992. Because
there's got to be float makers out there somewhere.
There have to be. I think the dinosaur still exists, by the way. It's not a live dinosaur, of course.
Put a new dress on it and bring it out. It's great.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a fun parade. I tell people, I mean, you're in it maybe 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, and it's fun to be crazy and goofy and light up. I don't know if you remember last year, Bonner Taxi, Autry. It was a parade of lights. So he affixed lamps of all different sorts over his taxi cab. And it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. When he came in this year, I said, how are you going to top that? He's like, I don't know. We're working on it. So I can't wait to see what he comes up with. So clever. But yeah.
The theme this year is Flurry of Fun. So, I mean, that really is wide open. It's totally open to interpretation, especially since we don't unfortunately have a flurry going on right now. So do it to it, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's we don't unfortunately have a flurry going on right now, as you say. But that warmer temperature, that's okay for watching a parade. I mean, better than 40 below. Yeah. You know.
Well, and even if it was, we have some, when you come out to the rail jam, we're going to have three or four different fire pits. The retired fire chief, Tyler, is coming out and he's going to set up some great fire pits for us that he's made. And so whether you get chilled or not, you're going to have a great time out at rail jam. And there's going to be a food booth out there so you can get yourself a hot dog and some hot chocolate or coffee. And
kid-friendly food.
Yeah.
Food, fire, and freestyle snowboarding and skiing. It's going to be great.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Way to wrap that up there, mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why you're the boss.
That's right. Well, and also, you know, Mountain Mafia, too. You have up in Bonner's Ferry, right? Is that where you...
Yeah, north of Bonner's, we have an outdoor entertainment venue, and we pride ourselves on being family-friendly. We race some of the baddest trucks in the United States and Canada. People travel all over the country to race against us on our courses, and it's amazing. We love it. We have 90 acres, and it's lit up, and we have crowd control and camping, and it's so cool to do it this way. People take pride in our venue. We don't pick up any trash. It's amazing. There's no litter. People just have the best attitudes, and they come up to see the show and participate. So check us out. We have a Facebook page, Mountain Mafia Entertainment, and then we also have a website that you can get to from our Facebook page. So check it out. It might be something that you're into.
I really want to just, you know, get up in one of those great big giant trucks because I think it'd be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. We give a lot of rides. We have stuff that's super mild for just regular, regular Jeeps or whatever, and they can drive all over the property and watch some of these monster trucks do their thing as well. So the kids love it. We have a water cannon that comes right out of the ground, and we hose the trucks down from about 200 feet away and make it rain on the kids when it's hot. And everybody has a great time up there. Excellent camping. We wake up in the morning and there's elk hanging out right by our camper. So it's pretty cool. At the last event, we had a black bear walking around through the campsite, just saying hi to everybody. And
nice.
It's amazing. You know, you got monster trucks hitting jumps and racing, and it's all set up for spectators. So there's fencing. It's 100% safe and family friendly. We have awesome security up there, but we have no problems. It's amazing. Right. And the views are incredible at the same time. So give us a look and see what you think.
It's really easy to get to, too. It's not.
Yeah, it's right off the highway. Yeah. It's about 12 miles north of Bonner's, right off of Highway 95. So check out our Facebook page and get our schedule and come pay us a visit. You won't be sorry.
We're going to have to go there this summer.
Not a problem.
I want to drive me a big old truck.
You bet.
Because I'm so little.
I want to see you drive a big old truck.
You want to see me get up in it.
Yeah.
What's the course, or how long's the course, or the, I guess you said there's, you can do different courses.
We have so much to offer. We have mild trails. Mm-hmm. We call them the picnic trails for people that just want to go out and cruise around and check out what's out there. We have a mud drag track. And the pros come and race against each other. That's a really fun event to watch. We have one of the biggest mud pits in the United States. Yeah, it's 3 acres. And it's fully irrigated and lit up with streetlights. And it's amazing. Then we have multiple rock courses that go all over the property. And guys are into rock crawling and that type of thing. We have some man-made stuff that we did. We have a hill climb course. We have a track that's called a hill and hole, and it's a motocross track, but it's made for trucks. So big jumps and puddles, and these guys come out and give it their all. It's really fun to do. So
how many acres is it on?
We have 90 acres up there. Yeah, and we have several different campgrounds. We have some more family camping where we'd like it to be quiet at night, so we have quiet hour. Mm-hmm. And that way we try to keep everybody happy. Mm-hmm. We have a camp spot we call Racer Row, and that's more pit crew camping where the racers will all camp and help each other work on their trucks and hang out at night. We have a huge bonfire. We have a beer garden and a stage and music, and it's amazing. A really fun place to go. So
when is the when's the season for?
We do some events in the spring, and then we do some events in the fall. Summertime, we do other types of events. We let the some of the Wounded Warrior groups come out and use the property anytime they want. It's a way we can give back to them. And they really like it. So they come out, we do some shooting events with them, we do some archery stuff, they do some just camp out retreats and get a bunch of them, and they cook and have a good time out there. So it's nice to give back to those guys too.
That's cool. Really great. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Of course.
Yeah. And then in the wintertime you are snowboarding and putting together the rail jam.
Yeah, we do a lot of snow stuff as well. I don't get to ride as much anymore, but I am highly involved in the terrain parks in the area. I build rail slides and features for all the resorts in our area, all the way down to Mount Hood.
Wow. That's cool. That's what a cool job.
It's great. I love it. I've been doing it with Dan and Schweitzer Terrain Park guys for many, many years now. Mm-hmm. I think I started with them in 99.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a rider before then, and I'm still a rider. I just don't get to ride as much, but been doing stuff with Schweitzer since 99, I believe.
And when you said like Terrain Park, this is for snowboarders, for skiers?
Skiers and snowboarders, all the jumps and mm-hmm. all the rail slides. I don't do too much with the jumps anymore because I'm not up there very often, but mm-hmm. Dan and Cole have that covered.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you checked out the park this year, but it is incredible. They have a great jump line and a bunch of my rails up, and it's an amazing park for our little Northwest town.
Yeah.
And we got some talent up there too. These kids are awesome riders.
Yeah, but look at all this talent here. I mean, who knew, Spinny, that you were just so multifaceted? Now you're a businessman.
I'm trying to be. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No, I love living here. Sandpoint's awesome. I could live anywhere I want, and I'm not going anywhere. I love it here. So
good.
Great place to be.
Yeah.
That is Ben Spinny, and we are also talking to Kim Queen and Kate McAllister about the Winter Carnival. And I have to take a short musical break. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Sounds okay.
Yeah.
All right. Music quiz. It was on this date in 1963. Oh, I don't know how to make this into a quiz. So I'm just going to tell you the trivia. Okay. Yeah, on this date in 1963, that the Beatles basically recorded their entire first album all in one day, one 10-hour stretch. They already had two singles out. So four songs, two sides of each single. And they needed 10 more songs to put out Please, Please Me. Mm. And they booked one day of recording and got it all done. They booked a morning session, an afternoon session, ended up doing an evening session. But in what has been called possibly the 10 most productive hours in rock and roll history. And it ended with a single one-take recording of Twist and Shout, the hit by the Isley Brothers,
right,
which I'm going to play right now. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Thanks for listening to the KRFY Morning Show. For copyright reasons, we can't reproduce protected music on the podcast edition of The Morning Show, but feel free to tune in live at 8 a.m. at 88.5 on your radio dial, or listen anywhere in the world by streaming us through our website, krfy.org. If you listen live, you can hear the full program, including musical breaks. While you're visiting krfy.org, consider tapping that donate button and help keep KRFY providing unique quality radio in North Idaho. Thanks for your support. We now return to the show. Hey, you're listening to the KRFY Morning Show. That was the Beatles with Twist and Shout. And John Lennon on vocals there, he had a cold that day also. So they saved it for the very end because they knew that the vocals on that song are particularly challenging and didn't think that after he sang it that he'd have anything else to that he'd be any good performing, but pulled it off. One take.
Good planning.
Yeah. Let me turn on your microphone there, Kate McAllister.
Oh, good planning.
Yeah. And you are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Kate McAllister is the CEO and president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Sandpoint. We've also got Ben Spinney from the Mountain Mafia and Kim Queen, the bid manager here. Bid as in Business Improvement District. And we're talking about that Winter Carnival, which we don't really know the history of, other than that it was probably, we speculate, it was probably started as a cure for cabin fever.
And we're going to go
with that.
Yeah.
February can get a little long without something like this.
We all get a little punchy.
Mm-hmm.
A little shacky wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
There's also... also going on this weekend, not related to the Winter Carnival, but this weekend and next weekend is Cold Feet, just so everyone knows.
That's right.
I interviewed them last weekend. And the Unknown Locals, Cold Feet, that's a play being performed at the Heartwood Center. And after our next musical interlude, I'm actually going to give away a pair of tickets.
Nice. It's going to be fabulous. Chris Herron is a great writer.
I think it is going to be a good show.
It just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah. But that what we were talking about right before we came back on was that hat, that 700-foot hat, which, I guess I'd be surprised if someone out there had a 715-foot hat. It's right. Probably the record, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need a record.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awesome.
Sure.
And Spinny just informed us during the break that we believe that next year will be the hat's 40th.
I think that's what it is. I don't know. I'll have to check with my people. But one of our Mountain Mafia members is the girl that's going to be wearing that hat. She's a neighbor of ours and a good friend of my son, Noah. And that's his friend, Anna, that's going to wear that hat, I believe.
Nice.
That is so exciting. I'm so excited. Isn't it? It is the crazy time of year because I'm excited about a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A really, really big hat.
A really, really big hat.
Who do I talk to if I want to help carry the hat, do you think?
Just come on down.
Yeah.
Come on down and look for me.
Just show up.
Yeah, just show up and I will, if you can't see the hat, I will show you where it's at.
Okay.
I have a feeling you'll be able to find it.
Yeah. Right. Like about 5.
Yeah. We're starting to stage the parade at 4:30 and then the parade itself starts at 5:30. So come down between 4:30 and 5:30 to City Lot. And if you'd like to help carry the hat, we will give you a spot.
There you go.
Because, you know, when we promote Sandpoint for tourism, we say things like, we got the world's longest hat.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to come here?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
That's right.
Is there on a unrelated note, but is there a new brochure out yet for 2016?
Yes.
There is?
The new visitor guide is awesome.
Is it out? It's in publication.
It just came out.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
It's stunning. You're going to love it.
Okay.
It's really good. Laura Wall is a designer, and the whole theme going forward for a little bit is you should be here.
Yeah.
And so the whole visitor guide is around you should be here. And in fact, Jim McKiernan, our newspaper publisher, took our little banner that says you should be here. And he's going around to different businesses in town and asking them, you want to hold the, so we can take a photo of it? Just because it's really fun and we can put it on Facebook. And, you know, we're going to do it at the Rail Jam. He's going to be down there taking photos of people at the Rail Jam. We'll probably get Spinny and his crew together to, you should be here.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of our theme. But yeah, you should pick up some visitor guides. Your visiting family would love them.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to send some home with them.
Yeah.
Then we'll get more family.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. The plan. They'll spread it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, by the way, while we're talking about it, while we're off topic, what does the business improvement district manager do all year long?
This is it.
Stuff like this. Mm-hmm.
We actually produce numerous events for this very reason, to try and get folks in town, get them out of the house, come check out all the awesome things that Sandpoint has to offer, as well as Schweitzer, especially for this event. And then we also do the, a lot of people know us for being the flower basket people. So we help decorate downtown, giving it that really fun, warm feeling.
And do a lovely job.
Well, thank you very much. I have a good crew that helps me out with that. And we also, this year, I don't know if you've noticed, I haven't really made a big splash about it. I just wanted to get some people's feedback. You might see around town right now some skis attached to poles. That's kind of our new thing. We're trying to create more sustainable products downtown that we can use every year instead of repurchasing things. And so we worked with Scott Evans at the Hound Downtown, or you may know him from Shotsky fame. Mm-hmm. And he built these great things for us. There's, I believe, 23 or 24 prototypes around town. They're not real splashy. They're not, but we wanted really folks to get that Sandpoint is a ski town. And a snowboard town. There's snowboards out there, too, so we're not trying to exclude anyone.
Don't forget
anyone.
The snowboards.
You can't believe me. I'm not going to forget the snowboards. So,
I know.
Check those out. Let us know what you think, and it might be a program that we grow in the future, but that's going to be part of our holiday decor, because we keep a lot of things up beyond just the Christmas time, because for us, as we know, winter can be 6 months long, so we want to celebrate that.
Yeah.
So, and the Christmas lights, don't forget lights.
Oh, we do lots and lots of Christmas
lights. And you can tell the trees I did, because only the trunks are done. But it's us doing it. It's us putting up the lights.
Uh-huh. We do beautification and maintenance programs, and we also do a lot of advertising for the downtown businesses. There's more than 400 businesses represented inside the Business Improvement District. So
400.
400. Wow. There's a lot going on down here. So we really try and be a voice for them when we can, and get out there and promote our downtown as being the amazing place that it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what's the next event after the Winter Carnival? What's next
for
on
me
your
personally,
schedule?
Picking Vacation? Up trash in April. So, want to join me for that? But we also have a full slate of summertime events that we work on. The wooden boat show is coming up. The chamber has the beer fest and summer sampler in June. We work in partnership with a lot of other events that are going on that aren't ours as well. So we help support the festival at Sandpoint, POAX Arts and Crafts Fair, and the Art Walk events. All of these things that have the same mission as ours, to bring people to town and show them a good time. So, and then it goes on from there. I could read off all of our list of events, but it's pretty exhaustive, and yeah. I'm exhausted.
And our staff is 3.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows. And 1 old broad. That's me.
Thank you for clarifying which one is the old broad. I appreciate that.
1, 2. Who's number 3?
Back at the office.
Okay. We have to have
someone watching the office while we're out and about.
Right. No locks on the doors.
Yeah.
Right. Sleep in shifts. Who's back at the office? I don't know.
Well, Cowrie. We've got Cowrie Parkinson. We also have Melody Circo.
And Mel Circo,
The bid actually employs a part-time, you may see her in the early morning hours. She's a maintenance gal and helps us keep our downtown clean and fixed up, named Mandy Carmen. Mm-hmm. You might see her out there with her faithful dog by her side. She's great, and she's worked hard for us for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the, personally, one man's opinion, I like those ski displays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank you.
They're nice.
We've gotten some good feedback on it, and I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Again, it's kind of a prototype situation. We wanted to see how they fit, how they look, and what people thought before we went crazy and did them on all the poles. And also, we're waiting. The city of Sandpoint, has been working hard on redoing all of our streets. So as they redo their last part of all these projects that they're doing, then we will be able to fit more things to poles. So we don't want to throw a bunch of money and things out there on poles and things that might be changing. So we're waiting on that. But thank you for the feedback. We appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah. I am happy to provide some
especially
feedback.
Especially since
for
it
you.
Was nice feedback. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that was a good idea. Very reusable. It looks like they are probably, you'll take them down, put them back up next year, and they will last. Looks like they will last for a very long time.
That is our hope.
Yeah.
And again, we're just trying to remind people we are a ski town, snowboard town.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. How's, Are the four of you going to get together and build a gondola between here and Schweitzer? I'd like that.
Yeah,
personally.
We already broke ground. Did you? No.
Spinny's building it for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I'll put it on the list.
I've got like a ball of twine at home. I can contribute, and we can start with that. Maybe we tie enough of them together. Yeah. yes. The Winter Carnival goes on until
Sunday, February 21st. And I did want to, that day has always historically had a round out of events with our friends from Eichart's and Evans Brothers. Eichart's doing their fabulous, infamous canine keg pull. And Evans Brothers are doing a family fun fair day out there. So all day next Sunday, the 21st, go out and check it out and bring your dogs out. It's also a fundraiser for the local animal shelter.
And people from everywhere come to the canine keg pull.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. I trained my dog 1 year, but I didn't train her for, she was a blue heeler. I didn't train her for the crowds. So down the street, man, she was great. And then she got in front of the crowds. It's like, oh, she just sat there. What? I don't know. Yeah, so it didn't work out well for us.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well.
But that canine keg pull, the best pictures on the website are from there.
Hilarious.
Those are great.
Especially the little wiener dogs dragging along a beer can. Great stuff.
That'd be me.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have anyone in here from Dine Around Sandpoint, but that kicks off around the 19th, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and that's a really great, Justin from Trinity really puts a lot of time into it, and to get people to go out and enjoy the restaurants and the food in our restaurants. And then you get a little raffle ticket and you can enter to win. They put your name in and you could win dinner out for 2 for a year once a month in the participating restaurants. And all the restaurants participate, and it's just a great thing. And I see how hard Justin works on that all the time. And so when you go out to eat, make sure you get your little raffle ticket and support our local restaurants, because they all work really hard. And tip your servers.
That's right. Dine Around Sandpoint has their own Facebook page. So if you're curious which restaurants are partaking, go check out their Facebook page and you can get that full list.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
The website for the Winter Carnival is sandpointwintercarnival.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Sandpointwintercarnival.com /events for that long list of events going on. And you can, I like your website, by the way.
Well, thank you. That's our friends at Keoki helped us out with that. They do a great job.
They do good work. Yeah, you can select what day that you are looking for something to do, and it'll take you right to it. Anything else? If you want to watch the parade, that's tomorrow night. Go downtown.
Tomorrow night. Starts at 5:30. Anywhere, I would suggest anywhere along First and Cedar. Just pull yourself up a spot. It'll be on the inside lane. If you're, you know, like on the 219 side of the street, it's on that side of the street.
Right. The KRFY side of the street.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this block.
This side of the street. Right. This block. Yeah. And it just hugs the inside corner all the way around. So find yourself a good spot and then come on back around and enjoy. Rail Jam, I believe, kicks off at 7. Is that right?
Yeah. We're going to be practicing all afternoon, early evening, and officially starting at 7 o'clock.
Nice.
And so can anybody join? I was just thinking about that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be 18 and older, or you have to have a parent or guardian sign. And we have some young kids that are really, really good, but they got to bring their parents to sign the waiver and, you know, do it properly.
There's a small entrance fee, isn't there?
Yeah, it's $20 to enter. And then all of that money goes to a cash prize for the best skier and snowboarder of the night.
Hence the throwdown.
That's why we're throwing down.
That's right. Excellent.
Nice. Yeah.
That's going to be so fun.
The best skier, who are the judges?
We have some judges from a couple different resorts, so I'm not exactly sure who they're going to be yet, but they all go through judges training, and they know what they're doing.
Wow.
So.
Fun.
Yeah.
And
maybe you should do it, Jack. Intense.
No, ma'am.
come carry the hat, though, right?
I can help carry the hat.
That'll be awesome.
Buy a hot dog, carry the hat.
I'll do that. I'll wear my KRFY t-shirt, too.
And then perfect.
Then you're branded.
Representing
officials.
And it is now 8:45, and I've got to play some more music. But I want to say that I do have a pair of tickets here to give away to the first caller who gets through. The phone number here is 265-2992 after I hit play on the music box, so don't call right now, but you can dial those first the first six numbers and then get ready to hit that last two.
Kate, where's your cell phone?
Yeah. 265-2992 for a pair of tickets to Cold Feet, which is going on this weekend and next weekend at the Heartwood Center. Doors open. I think the doors open at 6:30 or 7. The curtain goes up at 7:30. And as Kate mentioned it, it's got a fine pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It does.
Indeed. So a pair of tickets to that, 265-2992, as soon as I start the music, which is going to be, it is the 75th birthday of Sergio Mendez, who was born on this date in 1941. Is that right? 75? Yeah. 75. 75. This date in 1941, Sergio Mendez of Brazil, 66 and 77 and solo work and stuff like that. But this is from his Brazil 66 album. It's Mais Que Nada on KRFY. Sheryl Crow, and a happy birthday to her. You are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. I am indeed Lonesome Jack this morning with your calendar of events for the weekend of February. I guess we'll start today with February 11th through roughly the 15th. Kicking off today at the Panada, Brooklyn is the name of the film. Nominated for Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Actress, and Best Writing. The film Brooklyn is hitting the Panada this weekend, the Panada Theater at 300 North 1st Avenue, by the way. It has a reputation as a romantic film, perfect for Valentine's Day, telling the story of an Irish immigrant who lands in 1950s Brooklyn, New York, and must choose between two countries and the lives that exist within. Aha! Screenings are at 7:30 p.m. today and on Saturday, with a special Valentine's Day showing on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. with free chocolates. Learn more about the film on the Sandpoint Movies page, which is at sandpointonline.com/movies, I believe. You can also go to panada.org for more information about that. Also tonight, one night only here in town. Unfortunately, it is all sold out, but those of you who got tickets, I hope you're excited for G-Love and Special Sauce live at The Hive. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and the show begins at 8:30 p.m. Live from thehive.com for more information about that, and brought to you by the folks at Coachava. Tomorrow, get this, is Winter Bike to Work Day, which is part of the International Bike to Work Day. With this weather, it's not going to be that hard, actually. You don't need to get out your chains to put on the bike tires. You can probably get there just the way you have it. Make sure you wear your helmet. To help fuel your morning commute, Greasy Fingers Bikes and Repair at the corner of 3rd and Pine will be opening the shop early at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll be serving Evans Brothers coffee along with some tasty pastries and fruit. So you can swing by on your way to work and grab a quick snack. Also, catch a little of our heat, says Greasy Fingers, mysteriously. At the Poor Authority tomorrow night, Marty Perrin and Doug Bond are playing from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Local favorites, to be sure. If you have not seen them, check them out. And if you have, then you know that they're great. 597-7096 is the phone number for the Poor Authority if you're interested. Starlight Racing continues evening racing on Friday nights, followed by fun and fabulous parties in Taps. Schweitzer.com for more information. Ah, I got to the mute button just in time to sneeze. 255-3081 is the phone number for the Starlight Racing Series. Going on out in Hope for our listeners on the other side of the lake, at Memorial Community Center, 415 Wellington Place in Hope, they are celebrating Mardi Gras on Friday. Live music featuring the Cougar Creek Band. There will be snacks, chili, nachos, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages available. MemorialCommunityCenter.com is your website for information about that, or call 264-5481. There is live music at the winery this Friday as well. The band is North Point, and I'm not going to give you the full details on that, but it should be a very entertaining evening. Covers and originals from contemporary Latin jazz. It is a full band, and they are playing at the Pondre Winery on Friday night, tomorrow night, 265-8545 for more information about that. As we mentioned earlier in the show, the Parade of Lights, the Bonfire, and the Throwdown are all going on tomorrow night as part of the Winter Carnival. The Parade of Lights kicks off at 5:30 p.m. in the city parking lot. You can get down there as early as 4:30 to get involved in the setup and get yourself in and help carry that hat I think I will be trying to participate in that hat carrying it. It's going to be historic. 263-2161 or kim@sandpointchamber.com. Also going on tomorrow night, Harold's IGA live at the Beer Hall. Not to be missed if you have not seen Harold's IGA and their ever-changing cast of characters, then you have missed out for far too long, and it's time to check them out. They are playing at the Beer Hall, McDuff's Beer Hall, on Friday night. There is also a contra dance going on Friday night at the hosted by the Parks and Rec Department, going on down at Sandpoint Community Hall. If you are interested in hanging out on that side of downtown instead, it is community dancing for all ages, and I have my eye on that one. Someday I'm going to go contra dancing. But going on at the Panada on Friday night, the short films in the animated category are being screened at 7:30 p.m. Five contenders for the best animated short film in the Academy Awards. You can catch them all at the Panada starting at 7:30 p.m. Go to panada.org. And then the following night, you can catch the Oscar-nominated live-action short films, but that actually starts at 3:30 p.m., more in the afternoon. So 7:30 on Friday and 3:30 on Saturday for all of the short films. You can be fully informed before you watch the Oscars. There is so much more going on, but I am fresh out of time. We have reached the top of the hour in the end of the morning show. Stick around for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that.